At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning. Water bills will rise sharply in Barcelona and neighbouring cities due to a long-running drought. As the costs of desalination and water purification rise, so the Barcelona metropolitan area said yesterday. Bills would increase by 11% to 16% in 23 municipalities. Since September last year, rainfall has been around 17% below the 30-year average. Some reservoirs in Catalonia in the northeast and Andalusia in the south are only 15% full. The southern cities of Sevilla and Malaga have already announced water bill hikes this year, whilst charges in the Barcelona area had remained mostly unchanged in recent years. As Catalonia endures its worst recorded drought, officials announced last week the part of the region, including Barcelona, was entering a pre-emergency phase. Permitted water consumption was reduced to 210 litres per day per resident from 230. Fresh water now requires more treatment because rivers have become sluggish and the output of costly desalination plants has been boosted. Arrangements are being made to allow deliveries by ship if necessary, and new desalination plants are to be built. Police have arrested two Brazilian brothers in Estepona over alleged links to the Islamic State militant Islamist group. The police said these siblings have been radicalised and had distributed Islamic State propaganda over the internet. In a statement on Monday, the Guardia Civil said it had identified significant international links between the brothers and individuals arrested or under investigation in European countries related to what it described as the jihadist threat. The brothers, whose names were not disclosed, appear before a judge and are being held in jail whilst the investigation continues. Train operator Renfe has prohibited electric scooters, unicycles and other battery-powered mobility devices from all of its train services. The ban will come into effect on December the 12th. The decision stems from a series of hazardous incidents involving battery fires and public transport. Exceptions are made for electric bicycles and vehicles for individuals with mobility impairments. Renfe's board of directors cites public health and passenger safety as the primary reason for this policy, echoing measures implemented in other Spanish cities and various European countries. The move is aimed at ensuring the safety and smooth operation of its services, as well as protecting the well-being of its passengers, they said. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.